Next item on the agenda is license status review. First individual is Ryan Parnell. Is Parnell here?
Yep.
And Officer Patrick West.
Good morning, sir.
Morning, sir. Before we get started, I'd like to swear in staff and members of Virginia Institute of Marine Science that may be testifying today. So all officers that will be testifying today as well, raise your right hand. So I swear the testimony you give today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Yes,
thank you. Mr. Kenyon?
Four cases today. The first license status review is Mr. Ryan Parnell. He's got two new convictions. First is fishing in tidal waters without a license. Date of offense was December 18, 2017. Date of conviction, July 22, 2019. The second conviction is theft of oysters. The date of offense was December 15, 2017. Date of conviction, July 22, 2019. Both with Officer West.
Can we see if we can get that up on a display? Is that possible? Or are we? Okay, thank you.
Switch that. Let's switch to this way. I don't know which one. Let's just switch this way. Thank you for the assistance.
Continuation of Operation Plan 101.
So,
anyway,
you can see his 2019 and 2020 license and permits. He has no previous convictions. The Commission's guidelines for sanctions specify that two convictions of harvesting oysters without an oyster resource user fee and gear license within a two-year period should result in at least a one-year revocation of all Commission-issued licenses and privileges. In accordance with Section 28.2-232 of the Code of Virginia, the guidelines suggest that the Commission revoke all of Mr. Parnell's licenses and privileges for a period of 1 year from the date of the Commission meeting, January 28, 2020, through January 27, 2021. The Code of Virginia also allows that the Commission prohibit the issuance, reissuance, and renewal of any Mr. Parnell's Commission-issued licenses during this revocation period.
Any questions? Officer West, you want to proceed?
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, sir.
This case was discovered through investigation of mandatory harvest reports and shellfish tag research. In December of 2017, commercial waterman Ryan Parnell harvested and sold several days while working on the James River. Mr. Parnell worked and caught his limited oysters 11 days during the December 2017 oyster season. Mr. Parnell had never purchased a gear license, a hand scrape, or a hand tong license. He did have his endorsements for that year. He bought his commercial card, and he had paid his user fee. He just did not have the gear license. An investigation was conducted that involved search warrants for bank records, checks made out to Mr. Parnell, and phone records that provided me with evidence that Mr. Parnell had illegally harvested oysters. Mr. Parnell was charged with several violations that included theft of oysters, obtaining money by false pretenses, forgery and uttering, and working the waters of the Commonwealth without a license. Mr. Parnell was direct indicted on these charges. Ryan Parnell obtained an attorney that had agreed to a plea agreement that found him guilty of misdemeanor theft of oysters and working the waters of the Commonwealth without a license. Mr. Parnell was given 12 months in jail, and all 12 months were suspended.
So I understand the forgery and uttering, the felonies were
all dropped as part of the plea deal, sir.
All right. Anyone have any questions of the officer at this time?
Yes,
sir. Mr. Tankard.
When you confronted Mr. Parnell, what was his demeanor?
Mr. Parnell has been nothing but polite and cooperative through the whole process. Anytime I need to interview him or speak with him, he helped me out, talked to me in every way. He did start in this business. His first time entering the business was 2017. So he's a young or a commercial waterman. He bought his registration, like I said, in 17, along with his user fee. And he didn't have the gear license that he needed to keep the limit. Yes, sir.
Where's Mr. Ballard?
the forgery charge come in?
The forgery charge is done when the shellfish is passed through the dealer. It'll have Mr. Parnell's name on it, and when that seafood tag is passed through the dealer, if he's not allowed to keep a limit and they've caught 16, he's actually obtained the money by getting that check by using the shellfish tag to pass through the dealer, which he gets paid for. So he's basically forging a shellfish tag to obtain money by false pretense.
Well, for someone that just starting it, it sounds like he was pretty adept in figuring out the system.
Like I said, he was a young guy. He did buy his license in 2017. He just started in the business. I believe he had bought them from somebody else, am I correct?
Yeah, I had some problems with that and finally got it straight. And I was supposed to shoot, when I went to the VMRC board, I was supposed to have everything to go to work. And I didn't think to look at it. I just bought my all gear and the user fee. I didn't get the scrape, the cheapest one, $50. And then I went to work thinking, you know, I did my reports, I got paper checks, I did everything like I thought I was supposed to do. And then he came in the yard a year later and said, hey, you didn't have your scrape fee. And I was like, no, I didn't know. And he showed me and I didn't have it. And I was like, well, what do you want me to tell you? I can't go in and make it right. I can't.
Sure. Mr. French, you have a question, sir?
I thought I did, but it's been answered.
Okay.
Thank you.
Other questions? Mr. Parnell, want to address the commission and give us your side of the story?
I mean, it was a simple mess up is all it was. Like you said, I was fresh into the business, and I didn't know everything I needed to have. I mean, I had an idea. And then one comment he has, well, when you went in 2018, you had everything. I was like, well, I also went with four other people, and they had been doing it for years, so I knew everything. I did it just like they did it. It was a simple mess. I took the first plea bargain like a dummy. I should have turned it down a couple of times. I probably would have had nothing, you know. They went from 10 felonies to 2 misdemeanors, the first plea bargain, I mean.
I think that's probably a good take myself, but anyway.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's not. That's why I took it. It wasn't too bad, you know.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's all I've got to say.
Okay. Well, I think I've heard Mr. France say a number of times, if you're going to do this undertaking, you need to know what you're doing.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And whether it's the location on the water or whether it deals with these technical issues, you gotta have
everything straight. I mean, that's how I try to do everything. I mean,
this is not yours. I think I appreciate it. On the other hand, I do. I mean, it's discussion by commission. Pleasure, Commission. I'm sorry, Mr. Ballard.
I certainly agree with the sentiment that there is a responsibility with being a waterman, and that, you know, these licenses exist for a reason. Mm-hmm. There are people trying to get into this fishery that are willing to abide by these rules and regulations. At the same time, we have a new waterman here who does mostly everything right. And forgot the cheapest license of them all.
Second cheapest.
I have a hard time believing that it was.
It's definitely not a money issue.
Hang tight.
I'm sorry.
Believe that he has probably learned his lesson through this. I would be more in favor of a 2-year probation than a revocation.
Is there a second to the motion? Second by Mr. France. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Parnell, you think that plea bargain you got was good?
Yeah, I did, definitely.
Okay, well, I got a little nervous. And I'll tell you what happened. You have a very sympathetic commission here, but they're a very smart commission. If in any way that you'd gone sideways and done something that they perceived that you'd done intentionally, you'd been walking out of here with what the revocation was.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that what they've done has exercised good judgment and mercy on your case today. So do me a favor. From now on, it's kind of like when you go duck hunting. Just because the guy that's in front of you is buying whatever he's buying, you ask what you need to buy. Don't just follow the leader.
I ain't going duck hunting. I got
you covered. All right. Next case. Mr. Linwood Rowe.
Mr. Linwood Rowe has 2 new convictions. The first is fishing the tidal waters of the Commonwealth without a license. So the date of offense was July 30th, 2018. The date of conviction, April 29th, 2019. The second was oyster dredging or oyster dredge equipment on the boat. Date of offense is July 30th, 2018. Date of conviction is April 29th, 2019, both with Officer West. You can see his 2019 licenses and 2020 licenses. He is eligible for his 2020 licenses, just has not purchased them yet. You can see his previous convictions at the bottom. The Commission's guidelines for sanctions specify that one conviction of harvesting oysters without an oyster resource user fee and gear license within a two-year period should result in at least a one-year probation. In accordance with Section 28.2-232 of the Code of Virginia, the guidelines suggest that Mr. Rowe be placed on probation for a period of 1 year from the date of this Commission meeting, January 28, 2020, through January 27, 2021. Any failure on Mr. Rowe's part to obey any of the laws or regulations relating to the marine resources of the Commonwealth during the one-year probation would result in Mr. Rowe appearing before the Commission for a hearing on license revocation.
Officer West, you've been previously sworn.
Yes, sir. On Monday, July 30th, 2018, I received information that a commercial waterman, Linwood Rowe, standing next to me, was going to attempt to harvest oysters at night with a dredge in the vessel Southern Belle. He would be in the area of Toe Steak and Pulse's Bar, which was located in the Mob Jack. Information I obtained stated that he had been scouting out the two areas and made plans to harvest during the nighttime hours so he could not be caught. At approximately 2,100 hours, other officers and I launched the vessel and made our way to an observation point where we could see a public oyster ground known as Toe Steak. At 2,125 hours, I observed a large vessel leaving Browns Bay located on the Gloucester County side, also on the Mob Jack, with navigational lights heading in our direction. Once the vessel arrived in the area of Toe Steak, the vessel turned off the navigational lights and went dark. With the use of binoculars and night vision, I was able to identify the vessel making circles, and we could hear the sounds of chains hitting the deck. The vessel spent about 2 hours in the air in continuous circular directions as I was observing the vessel the whole time and it was in the area. At 22:44 hours, the vessel left Toe Steak and headed towards the East River towards public oyster ground Pulse's Bar, also located in the Mob Jack. At 24:11 hours, First Sergeant Chris Miller contacted me by phone. He was located in the East River and said that he had eyes on the vessel and it appeared that the vessel was working. MPO Miller could also hear the sound of hydraulic motor along with the sound of the chains hitting the deck. The vessel continued the activity in the area for several minutes. First Sergeant Miller then contacted me by phone again and told me that the vessel was really close to his location and that I needed to make my way to the East River, that his position was getting ready to be compromised very shortly. At 24:24 hours, I arrived in the East River and boarded the vessel Southern Belle. When I boarded the vessel and observed a hand scrape sitting on top of the culling board, the scrape was wet and covered in mud and seaweed. There was a small pile of oysters and clams in front of the pilot house. I identified the captain of the vessel as Mr. Linwood Rowe, MRC number 009737. I had asked Mr. Rowe why he was out late oyster harvesting with the equipment on his vessel. Mr. Rowe had told me he was trying to get to the Severn River. I had asked Mr. Rowe if he knew where he was at, and he said no. I then questioned Mr. Rowe why he had oysters on the boat, and he said that they were looking for oysters, but all they did was argue all night and argue with the crew. And that's when we had stopped the vessel.
Unless I missed it, how much oysters were on the boat?
It was very little.
Three oysters, four clams, sir.
I'm sorry?
Three oysters and four clams.
I don't know that you get the benefit of not being a good waterman in this scenario, but anyway.
No, sir. My problem was trusting someone.
Yes, sir. Would you raise your hand? So I swear the testimony you give be the truth, the whole truth, and not about the truth self you got.
I do.
Okay. First of all, any questions of the officer by members of the commission? Mr. France, first, and Mr. Yeager.
How long had, in your opinion, had Mr. Rowe been on Toe Steak? Is that right?
The observation period began shortly after, 9 o'clock? We had stopped the vessel. It was shortly after midnight, a little bit after midnight.
About 3 hours.
Yeah, give or take. Yeah.
Is that the only vessel that you're aware of being out there?
That night?
Yeah.
Besides our vessels, yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Mr. Tankard?
Yes. When you asked him if he knew where he was, and he said no, how did you take that?
At the time?
Yes.
I mean, he was I asked him where he was going, and he said he was going towards the Seven River, which his father lives up there, and he does have oyster ground up there, and he had made the comment that he didn't know where it was at, basically what he told me.
Mr. Tanker?
But isn't Poulter's Bar, isn't that where we had a ton of oysters?
That following winter, yes.
So he was on one of our best spots, essentially.
He was the vessel was trying to find the location. I don't think they never really found it.
Was there any alcohol involved?
No, sir.
Further questions? Okay, Mr. Rowe, what's the story?
Story is, sir, Calvin West and Timmy Jenkins were rigging about it. They were going to use it too on his clamming ground. But in process of me letting them use that boat, they're going to do my ground and my father's ground, dredge and clean, just drag the bag. That evening, they let it up, and they're supposed to go right up to my dad's Seven River so that I could show them my stakes and everything. That's what was supposed to go on. That didn't happen. Once it gets dark out there, I'm pretty much lost. I'm serious. I'm lost. I have to have someone drive. I need someone to show me things. You know, I spent most of my life overseas in combat, not on that river. I know everything from Lost Point Campground to Glass Marine. That's the area I grew up on. But anything going around the corner on that, and especially in a boat that draws a lot of water, I'm very scared to drive through that. And this is what they did to me. I yelled and screamed the whole night. Get it up. Stop what you're doing. Take me in. And I just got ignored. But I had my weapon on the boat as usual, it'd be a different corner I'd be standing in today.
You would just be careful.
I don't lie. This veteran does not lie about anything.
No.
But that's the truth.
Don't make assertions in public that may come back to haunt you, would be my suggestion.
I'm just started another round of chemo, so I'm not going to be able to fish or anything.
Okay.
But I would like to give my license to some young man that deserves them.
Okay. Questions of the commission? Mr. Zedrin.
What don't make sense here? I hear what you're saying, but why did you cut the lights off?
I never cut lights off. The lights stayed on.
Well, the officer said that it went dark.
My lights stayed on my boat the whole time, and I didn't know my lights were off until you came to board me, and you told me they were off.
I have a boat, too, and I've got a six-pack license. And I'll tell you, when it's dark out there like that, when those lights go off, you know it. I mean, you can't.
The whole cabin's lit up. I mean, I'm sitting in a light in a cabin.
Well, you heard the officer testify, didn't you, that he had to use night vision to see once the lights went off? I mean, you heard him say that, right?
Yes, I did. I heard him say that.
You were saying that didn't happen.
My lights are on in the cabin.
Where were you in the vessel during this accident?
Sitting on the trunk in the cabin.
You were inside the cabin.
They
were undertaking. When you first approached, where did you find this gentleman?
When I first approached the vessel, I had came from the Four Points Marsh area located in Lawson. We had to transit across the Mobjack
right
to the East Riverside. When I got to the vessel Southern Belle, all the crew members and captain were prone on the deck.
I was
on the floor at gunpoint because it was a felony involved.
Understood. Okay.
And I don't know where he came out of. He is the captain, and I know he's part owner.
Okay. All right. Matters before the commission for discussion and action.
We've got one more question.
Yes, sir, Mr. Tanker.
So tell me again why you all decided you had to be out there at night.
We didn't leave there at nighttime at all. It was an evening. We had about an hour to get to my dad's. And Calvin's like this. Calvin West was driving the boat. He goes, I just want to run over here real quick. I said, you better make it quick because I need to get to my dad's before it gets dark.
So it was daylight, 8 o'clock at night in July.
It was still light. Yes, sir. It was before then when we left the dive. But I got my own oyster ground. I don't need to go out here and steal from y'all. I got plenty of oysters on my ground. I just don't do those things. And when they dropped that dredge over, I went off. Didn't have a phone. Didn't have no way to call. You know, I wasn't even planning on riding around there with them. That's why my phone and everything else was in my vehicle. so I could ride around, pick them up, and bring them back when they got up to Severn River. But what I did get to is lied to and stolen from on top of that.
Okay. Matters before the commission for action. Call the case. Mr. Ballard.
I do have a question of the officer.
Okay.
Or any staff. Would it have been legal for them to harvest from private ground at that time during that?
Yeah, private ground also has a time limit, too. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And I believe there still would have been warm weather restrictions
in yes,
July.
In July. Yes, sir.
So there's no activity they could have been doing with the hand scrape on board that would be within
no,
the
sir.
Legal
limit.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. May I?
No.
The only thing on my ground that was going to get done was a bag open and drudge McCarran Hudson MCV said to clean the shelves for spawn. That's what was going to get done. That was, they were going to do that for me, for them to use the boat to go on his ground. That's exactly what I was told. I don't have no reason here to lie to y'all today.
Understood. Mr. France.
Yes, I'd like to make a motion.
Proceed.
I'd like to make a motion for 1 year revocation.
Motion made by Mr. France for 1 year revocation. Is there a second to the motion? Second. Who seconded? Mr. Zedrin?
All.
These are for all licenses, correct? VMRC? Motion made and second. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. 1 year revocation of licenses.
I don't understand what that means.
That means you can't purchase, buy, or exercise any privileges on the tidal waters of the Commonwealth of Virginia.
That's fine. I'm being chemo, but thank y'all anyway.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Next, Wesley Booth.
Just to clarify on that last one, was that licenses and privileges or just licenses?
Licenses and privileges.
Thank you.
We're going to make sure that we don't have licenses and privileges is what we're going to be revoking. It's kind of like when you go to DMV, plain and simple.
Understood.
Wesley Booth?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Proceed, sir.
Mr. Wesley Booth has one new conviction placed over the limit of crab pots in the water. He was 25 pots over the limit. The date of offense was September 12, 2019. The date of conviction was October 28, 2019. Officer Van Landingham. Can see his 2019 and 2020 licenses and permits and no previous convictions. The Commission's guidelines for sanctions specify that one conviction of placing, setting, or fishing crab pots exceeding the license limit by 10% or more within a two-year period should result at least a one-year probation. In accordance with Section 28.2-232 of the Code of Virginia, the guidelines suggest that Mr. Booth be placed on probation for a period of 1 year from the date of this commission meeting, January 28, 2020, through January 27, 2021. Any failure on Mr. Booth's part to obey any of the laws or regulations relating to marine resources of the Commonwealth during the one-year probation would result in Mr. Booth appearing before the commission for a hearing on license revocation.
All right. Any questions? Thank you. Officer Ray Langham, you have been previously sworn.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Morning, sir.
Good morning. Yes, on September the 12th, 2019, myself, Officer Charles Smith, and Officer Terry McKillops acted on a complaint that I received from an anonymous source concerning Johnny Booth may be fishing over his limit of crab pots. Johnny Booth is a licensed crab agent for his father, Wesley E. Booth, who's standing behind me. We launched a 24-foot Carolina skiff at morning. At Lewis Letter Marina, located on the Cone River in Northumberland County. While underway, we made contact with Mr. Johnny Booth by boat while he was returning from crabbing for the day. We called his crabs with no violations at that time. At approximately 10:40 hours, we started counting and inspecting Mr. Booth's crab pots, identification number C3377. After we reached his 85-pot crab pot limit, we confiscated 25 pots over the limit, totaling 110 crab pots. We returned to Lewisetta Marina, placed the boat on the trailer with the crab pots on board and towed back to the area office. While at the office, I completed an evidence property form, placed evidence tagged on the crab pots, and secured all 25 pots. On September 13th, 2019, I made contact with Mr. Wesley E. Booth by phone and asked if he could meet me at Cone River Marina, and he agreed. After arriving, I explained to him that I received a complaint on his son, Johnny Booth, possibly fishing over the limited crab pots. And during our investigation, we determined that there were 25 crab pots over your 85 crab pot limit license. I asked Mr. Wesley Booth who was responsible for the violation, and he said that he was responsible for the setting of the crab pots. Mr. Booth met me later at the area office where I released him on a summons and returned his crab pots back into his possessions. And Mr. Booth prepaid the fine before the court date.
Thank you. Questions of Officer Van Landingham? Was he cooperative, polite?
Very cooperative, yes, sir.
Questions? Mr. Booth, you raise your right hand. Solemnly swear the testimony that you give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, self you God. I'd like to address the commission, advise us what went on that day, and
it was
anything mitigating you'd like to tell us?
My fault. Son was bringing in pots, power washed them every day. Storms would come up in the day, so the next morning we'd load 4 or 5 pots on the boat, take them out, and just during the period of the summer, he got 25 over. But I take full responsibility for it.
Okay. Any questions for the gentleman? Seeing none, the matter's before the commission. Mr. France.
Move to accept staff recommendation.
Staff recommendation, 1 year probation. Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Second by Mr. Ballard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries. Please keep a close count on his pots, if you will.
Yes, sir. We'll do.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Thank you all.
Next is Peyton Jones. Peyton Jones. Peyton Jones. Peyton Jones comes not. Peyton Jones definitely knows the way to get to the Marine Resources Commission because he's been here a number of times. What's the pleasure of the commission? Normally it's revoke staff, revoke all licenses that appears before the commission. Can I get that in the form of a motion?
I'll make a motion to revoke all licenses until he comes before the commission.
Motion made by Mr. France. Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Second by Mr. Ballard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. When he shows up in about 2 days, explain to him that it will be a month or so before. And if you've got a vacation plan or you're on leave or anything in a month, we'll set it to your convenience. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I think that completes license status review, correct, Mr. Kenyon?
Yes, sir.